Blog Talk Radio.
And love, family, peace and love. We're back. I want to thank the fam for tuning in to Twin Flame Radio. We here live and we're ready to go.
Facts.
But for our new listeners out there, let me just tell you a little bit about who we are. My name is Divine Queen, and I'm here with my enlightened king, Chris. Why don't you say a little something to the fam?
Greetings, salutations. How's everybody doing today? I'm feeling like a winner.
Always.
Always, all day, every day. You know what I'm saying?
He's so silly.
Yes.
Well, fam, we are going in on a good topic tonight. We are going to be discussing signs of spiritual growth.
Mm.
And what does that mean? So if you listen to Twin Flame Radio, you have to have an enlightened mind.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much when you're on a spiritual path of enlightenment, when you're a beginner, especially, it's kind of hard to gauge, like, where you're at on your path. Am I doing good? Am I advancing? Am I plateau? You know.
Am I growing?
Am I growing? You know, am I falling back? You know, so we're going to go over some tips and some signs just to show you, you know, how you're progressing.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, we're going to do like we always do, because that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about what we want to talk about. Current events, our events, spiritual events, just stuff.
First off, Black Panther. Great movie. I enjoyed it.
That Black Panther.
Mm-hmm. I've been walking around the house in black tights with stocking over my face, scaring people.
Scaring me.
Yeah, man. I don't know if you ever seen a 300-pounder in black tights, but it's sexy. I'm just joking, family.
No, but Black Panther was a great movie. We saw it in 3D.
We did see it in 3D. Why? Because we didn't want to be around humans. You know, we were supposed to pay $31 to see that movie. We did. It was like 9 people in there.
It was only about 9. And we also went during the week. We didn't go when it opened over the weekend because we were out of town.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just didn't. We can go to the movies whenever. We don't want to go to the movies while we're out of town. So, we waited till we were home. Everyone was back at work.
All the cheering
was in school.
Cheering.
Yeah. So we pretty much had the theater to ourselves.
We did. We sat right in the middle on the second level, feet propped up, popcorn, chilling.
A lot of people may not know it, but that was a very spiritual movie.
Yeah, he's talking about the gods, the afterlife, how your ancestors never leave you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to ruin the movie, but it was a lot in there. Hanuman references, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everything. Patat, gestures.
Bassett.
You know, Bassett. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was going in, you know, to it was titillating to a spiritual ear.
Yeah.
We kept looking at each other like, oh, you hear that? You hear that?
Ooh.
Ooh. Was that a deity they referenced? Yeah. It was just so many jewels, multifaceted jewels.
Yes, fam. If you have not seen Black Panther yet, please go see it.
It's one of those movies where it's like multi-consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on what level of consciousness you're at, that's the level of entertainment you receive.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're down on top tiers, so we was getting like multi-levels of enjoyment.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our frontal lobe definitely titillated. Definitely. I got to say that.
Wakanda.
Yeah.
Wakanda for life.
It ain't real, family. People think it's real.
Oh, it's real.
Oh.
It's real.
Okay. Okay.
No one's supposed to know, though.
Facts.
Well, what else did we do?
We went to Atlanta for
a
seminar.
We went to the ATL. ATL.
Yeah, it was packed. It was really crowded.
Yes, we were there for our spiritual master's high angel mentoring seminar. One of the best. You know what? Scratch that.
The best.
The best seminar.
That we've been to.
That I've been to.
The last seven.
Yeah.
It was good.
It was great. I enjoyed it very much.
Facts.
Very much.
Yeah.
Got a lot out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in Atlanta at the time. We got to kick it with some of our spiritual fam and had like spiritual ciphers going on.
Oh, man. That was the most spiritual ciphers we've ever been to. It was cipher after cipher. We was cipher when we got there, cipher when we woke up, cipher when we ate, cipher for dinner, cipher for nighttime, wake up, cipher in the morning, cipher for breakfast. We were just ciphering. Man, I've never talked so much spirit in my life.
I know, right? It was great.
Yeah, it was great. That type of talk, that's the type of talk that I like.
Getting all excited.
I know over here. Man, can't even talk.
And what did we do when we were in Atlanta? We ate at some amazing restaurants with our spiritual fam.
That Mediterranean place, some of the best herb chicken that I've ever had in my life.
Some of the best salmon ever.
Just imagine a heavenly seasoned fowl poached, then slightly grilled, then baked to keep all the flavors in, and then drizzled in this herb aioli sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the best baklava that I've ever feasted my mandible over.
And the seafood gumbo.
Seafood gumbo, as soon as it hit your palate, it starts tingling from enjoyment. I've never been orally fixated that good in my life.
Yeah. It was amazing.
It's
called Aviva for anyone that's
in
Atlanta
ATL,
or
go
going to
Peace Tree Mall. And check out Aviva.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them the big brother with the lock sent you. They remember me. I spoke to everybody in there, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also ate at this place in the Buckhead Mall called ATL Tacos or Atlanta Tacos.
In Lenox Mall, yeah.
Lenox Mall, yeah.
We were trying to get into the Cheesecake Factory, but they was like, yeah, it's going to be a 245-minute wait. You still want to wait? We was like, no, we're hungry now. 2 hours and 45 minutes. It was 8 o'clock.
It wasn't even 8 o'clock.
It
was still early.
It was like 6.
It was about 6, yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll eat at 9 o'clock.
Atlanta. Yeah, so we had Atlanta tacos. Best tacos I ever had.
Best tacos.
So good.
Who would have ever thought of catfish and avocado would pair so well?
And the veggie taco.
I wouldn't know about the veggie, but the shrimp taco was delicious.
The shrimp taco was good.
That was really delectable.
Mm-hmm.
My goodness.
That was reasonably priced.
I had some charcoal lemonade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did.
It was good. It was black. It was like zombie juice. But it was very, very delicious. Y'all tried the black lemonade.
Yeah, that was
It was weird. It was weird.
And then we had breakfast the day we left.
Oh, man, breakfast was good, too.
Breakfast was good, too.
Yeah.
I had a salmon croquette omelet.
Yeah. And I had a turkey.
No, not salmon croquette. Crab cake.
Crab cake omelet. Yeah. We had some crab cakes at the mall, too. I mean,
we
at the hotel. That was delicious.
Hotel too. That was really
about
good.
3 inches thick.
We like to eat, family.
We love to eat.
We like to eat.
Yes. We need to get into the show because we have a lot to cover, babe.
Yes. But one more thing.
Oh, the biggest thing. Happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to her. Cut it short. Divine Queen turned 23, guys.
Oh, yeah.
And she is sexier than ever.
Mm.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yes, I had a birthday. That's why we were off. Well, that's partly why we were off.
Mm.
We went out of town, too. But, yeah, so I had to celebrate my birthday. But we're back. We're back. We're back.
And we're black. I mean, back.
Too much black.
That's right.
All right. So let's dig in on this show. Let's dig in on this show. We had a lot to catch up on.
Yeah,
but
we did.
It's time to get it going.
Facts.
So, signs of spiritual growth.
You know, I thought this show was important because I see a lot of people on the spiritual path and they have a lot of questions and they're not sure if they're growing or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes me letting them know, like, hey, you are growing. You know, I always ask them to, like, when you lose interest in vices that once comforted you, you know you're growing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? We used to turn up back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even remember Saturday nights back in the day. I used to wake up so like, oh, well, we had a good time last night, baby. Ooh, I don't remember nothing. I could barely walk today. What's going on?
It's so silly.
Hey.
Well, people may give up things that that they consider a vice, such
mm-hmm.
as, you know, smoking cigarettes,
mm-hmm.
smoking weed,
eh?
Drinking,
mm-hmm.
sleeping around,
excessive barnyard vernacular, aka cursing.
That was one of the biggest things that we gave up.
That was the biggest thing
especially
that I gave
you.
Up because I could cuss.
Yeah, you could.
I was like, ooh.
You were a professional cursor.
You
was up there with Samuel L. Jackson.
I passed Samuel. I was like, he almost there. He almost there. He almost there. But my environment breeded cursors by design.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, if you could cuss good, it was like, you don't even have to fight because you cuss so good. Mother of children? Yeah, let me just stop. Because I don't even like to insinuate it now no more. You know, because it's not cool.
It's not.
It's not cool. But yeah.
The way that you eat.
The way that you eat.
That's a big one for enlightened people.
It is.
When you become enlightened, your whole environment around you becomes enlightened. So you start noticing lower level negative things,
uh-huh.
such as the food that you may eat.
No, we got sick. We got food poisoning because we started doing things, listening to attunements, saying mantras, doing some real heavy altar work and
mm-hmm.
spiritual work. And we started getting sick because the food that was resonating within us was vibrating so low and we were vibrating so high.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to leave pork, beef, anything other than shrimp, fish, and chicken alone.
Mm-hmm.
My wife don't eat no meat now. I still love me some chicken, though. But, you know, I'm working on it. But anything else, I don't partake in.
Because
the food, if you're vibrating higher, you need to have more higher vibrating food, fuel, and
yeah,
food.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So those are just some good examples of things that will give you a good sign if you're actually growing spiritually.
Yeah.
Now, if you like to eat pork, if you like to smoke cigarettes and hang out at the bars, you know.
So be it. You can still be a spiritual drunk.
Yeah. I mean, who am I to say that you're not advancing?
Yeah.
But I'm going to say it anyway. You're not advancing. No, I'm just playing.
Oh.
But I'm serious.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
I'm so serious.
I'm so serious.
Another thing, you start feeling like a weirdo or like you're crazy.
Or when other people see you as being a weirdo, yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, like your family members, like, oh my God, he's into that spiritual thing.
Oh, I forgot, you're in your namaste stance.
Yeah.
And it's like, what does that even mean?
Oh, you pray, you wish yourself well a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You loving trees and the sun, ugh.
I had a guy at work tell me, he said, so what, are you Hindu now? And I was like, why would you say that? He was like, because you have Buddha all up on your desk.
Mm.
And I was like, no, why do you make it sound like it's a bad thing?
Yeah.
Even if I was Hindu, why would it be a bad thing?
Right. Usually they think it's a bad thing because they have no idea what Hindu does.
Right.
You know? Hindu do. You don't know what Hindu do.
Right.
Crazy.
Here's a good one. I'm going to give you a good one.
Mm.
Elevated dreams.
Ooh.
When you are growing spiritually, your dreams are usually one of the first indicators of how far you're going.
Mm-hmm.
You won't dream the way that you normally dreamed.
Mm-hmm.
You probably prior to being on a path would dream about mundane things, maybe horror, mm-hmm. bad nightmares, dreams that really just didn't really make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
And as you go on, you'll start still having those dreams, but you'll notice that your dreams are changing a little bit. You'll start getting to the point where you'll start figuring out the significant things that happen in those dreams. Like, why was I dreaming about this large body of water? Or why was I dreaming about babies? Or,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then after a while, your dreams are going to really take off.
Right.
And you'll start astral traveling.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start having dream premonitions.
Mm-hmm.
You'll start, you know, being able to go to different consciousness in your dreams.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to attend, you know, if you have a good master.
Celestial classes.
You may be able to attend some celestial classes and learn some more.
I went from fighting and killing every night. Waking up, gnawing on my wife's shoulders, fighting werewolves, and just battles after battles, to going through wormholes, portals, going to different planets with sentient beings, just weird things that I couldn't fathom with my own mind. Like,
that made you feel crazy.
That made me feel crazy. It was like sci-fi on heroin. It was, I should say, not heroin, but... That's counterintuitive spiritual work there. True. I wouldn't know. But really, elevated dreams.
Elevated
Let's just
dreams.
Say that. There you go. Yeah, there you go. Elevated dreams. I don't know how to dream on heroin. I've never partaked.
Ooh. Oh my goodness, you always go faster.
I try not to.
This is why people think you're crazy.
I don't care. Charge them.
You know what? Back to crazy real quick, Joe.
Yes.
If you feel crazy or if people tell you you're crazy, do not get offended by that.
I love it.
It means that when people call other people crazy, it's not because, you know, they're doing something that's mad. There's a difference, I think, between crazy and mad. When someone is mad or psycho or, you know, those
they're
are
dangerous.
That's yeah, dangerous,
they're
exactly.
Dangerous. They have a weird smell.
But when people say crazy, they usually give the name crazy because it's outside of what they consider to be normal.
Right.
So if you are being outside of the box normal, congratulations.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a great thing.
Usually when I call someone crazy, it's because they can see something or feel something that I can't conceive.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing you said, out the box.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good. I tell people, embrace your spiritual weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace it. I used to always have to have, you know, the fresh haircut, the shaped up beard. And then even, I wouldn't even wear a beard because it wasn't sharp enough for me. I didn't want any of my follicles to be out of place.
Hmm.
Now look at me now. I don't care. I don't care.
And, you know, when people say crazy,
they mean it.
It's funny because when you say crazy, you know, my old thought process used to be, well, crazy was something that I did not want to be. You know, don't call me crazy. You know, that would be something that people would get offended by. And now it's like when you say crazy, it's funny. It's just, you know, because it's great to be crazy.
Yeah.
I love being crazy. I think it's hilarious.
It is hilarious. Shout out to Jazz the Medium. She said, I know I'm crazy. She's more crazy than we are. And we love it. I wish I was her crazy.
Yeah.
She see and hear stuff that I just don't see.
Yeah.
But I love it.
I'm sure she got called crazy a lot.
Yeah, I like crazy.
When you start developing things and feeling things and everything, you'll start thinking like, what's wrong with me? And you know, am I hearing things? Is this right? Did I just see what I thought I saw? And you know, yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
And you're not crazy.
You are, but you're not. Crazy.
Cray.
I said cray. That's crazy, right?
Crazy, right?
Cray. I like that. You need to coin that. Man, you cray. Crazy, right? You know, another thing that I think about is negative people turning me off. I don't want to be around a negative person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, it doesn't make me mad, but it just gives me an upset feeling in my third eye. It just start like, ugh. My third eye's like, it rolls at you. My third eye rolls at you. Like, and that's what negative people do to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't realize how much people talk negative until I started vibrating high.
Mm-hmm.
Certain family members, oh my God, this is going on. This is going on. I'd be like, you know what? I lied to get off the phone. I gotta go.
Yeah.
Something's going on. I gotta go.
I can't take it. It's almost to the point where, like you said, you just feel sick. You know, people, when you're around people who just wallow in self-pity, who wallow in
poverty consciousness.
You know, they stay stuck in the I can't, I want to, but.
Mm-hmm. Don't you take but out your vocabulary.
Mm-hmm.
There is no but. You just have two cheeks and that's it. That's it.
Yeah, so negative people. And you know what I found is, which is probably another good sign also of spiritual growth, is that negative people will be drawn to you more.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like a catch-22. You can't stand them, but they love you.
They love your light.
They love the light.
They love your light.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, people that are vibrating on your frequency, you won't feel drained when you're around them. That's how you can tell if you're around someone negative.
Mm-hmm.
If after they leave, you're like, oh, God, I can't wait for them to leave. Ooh, leave them alone. Family members or not, leave them alone.
Leave them alone.
Yeah.
You know, or at least cut back your time.
I say leave them alone.
Mm. Well, you know, sometimes you can't leave your family completely alone. Stop looking at me like that.
You're talking to the wrong dude.
Well, I'm talking about other people.
Yeah, other people. When you in the beginning.
In the beginning, especially.
In the beginning, yeah, you can't. It's challenging. It's challenging.
So, you know, another thing about being around negative people is that they know, because they're trying to feed off of your energy, they have a way of, well, let's put it this way. Negative energy can be a lot stronger than positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say that, what I mean is that it's easy to get sucked into that feeling of lowness, of low vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're with a person who's negative, and a lot of times you can't help it, especially like when you're at work or if you're in a family situation where you can't get away or anything like that, then we always get asked, how do you deal with a situation where someone is being negative and you can't get away from them?
Me? You want to know what I do?
Yeah.
I start saying mantras in my mind, or I just completely ignore them. I act like I'm getting sleepy. Oh, man. What'd you say? What'd you say? I'm all in the world. Namo Bhagavate. Try to look here. Paravisistaya. Bodhaya Bhagavate. Tariyata. Om. I just be saying mantras in my head all the time, or, you know, just completely ignoring them.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite is la di doo doo la di doo doo la di doo doo. When I say that, I just completely draw people out when I do that. In your mind.
Mm-hmm.
In your mind. Don't say it out loud. They'll think you're even more crazy.
You know, I play the zone out game.
You're a professional zoner.
I'll just zone you out. I will go into my own little world. I'll start doing a self-meditation.
Yeah.
Without them even knowing that what I'm doing. Eventually, they'll be like, you know, okay, but she's not paying me any attention. You know, which brings me to another sign. You like to spend time alone.
Yeah.
Because I'll go into another room. I'll just leave the room.
Yeah. I'm like, she in the bathroom? I didn't hear the toilet flush. No, she's just in the room. It's dark, and she's just sitting there meditating. I'm like, wow, we're just talking about what we wanted to eat tonight, man. What's going on?
Spirit told me to have something.
It's all good, though. I never get mad or anything like that. If you need a long time, take it.
And that's, you know, that is something, because when you start to get on this path and advance and everything, you find yourself not really wanting to be around a lot of people.
Yeah.
You want to be alone. Because when you're alone, when you sit in silence, when you just sit still and take deep breaths, that's when you have the strongest divine connection.
You download. You get stuff done when you're alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know how many people phone calls I ignore now?
Mm-hmm.
You know, my brother Ali told me, like, man, one day, God, people are going to be blowing you up, asking you question after question. I was like, really? He was like, yeah, God. Man, he wasn't lying.
You know, and the fact is that there is answers in silence.
Yes.
There's a lot of information that can be gathered from silence.
Mm-hmm.
There's time to reflect on thoughts. There's time to receive thoughts. Like you said, downloads. I think it's beneficial for everyone to spend at least an hour.
I tell people meditation is tuning into your inner television.
Mm-hmm.
The way you pay attention to the cable, your Fire Stick, whatever you're watching,
mm-hmm.
watch inside of you. Tune into your inner channels. And the funny thing is, every channel is going to sound like you.
Yep.
Hey, Chris.
You're
a
star.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm the star of every channel. I'm going to turn on HBO. It's me. Turn on Fox. It's me. BET. It's me. But you got to find
CMT.
It's me.
You know what CMT is?
Country Music Television.
What?
Hey, I'm a smart dude. I don't listen to them, but I know my acronyms. You know what TTTTTTT is?
Before I forget, I want to remind the fam, if you have any questions or you want to call in and say anything, say what's up or just leave a comment or whatever, you can give us a call at 619-924-0835. And if you're already on the line, just hit the number 1. That'll let us know that you want to come through and say what's up.
If you know what TTTTTTTT, we have a surprise for you.
No one knows what that means.
No surprise.
No one cares.
They do care.
No, they don't.
My phone's getting blown up right now.
We got a caller, so I'm going to bring
back
Chris, I'm about to turn your mic off. All right, caller from the 772-361. Peace, you on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, my name's Kelly. I'm in Florida.
What's up, Kelly?
I guess you can say awakening, and I kind of could resonate with a lot of the stuff you guys were saying, where people begin to fall off and relationships just start to shed because they really didn't mean you any good. And, you know, it's difficult to deal with some of the relationships that fall off because it's like one of my best friends, we don't even have a reason that we're not speaking, but I guess it's of my highest good.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's really about your vibration. when you start vibrating high, people who aren't vibrating on your level, they're not going to be able to know why, but it's going to be like oil and water. You won't mix, and you won't even have an answer as to why. You'll just feel this, I don't know why, but I just don't want to be around them no more.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm proud of you. I am proud of you.
Yeah, being on this journey is you have to be extremely brave to do this because it's easy to fall back in the fold.
Yeah. I don't condone any spiritual punks. That day is old. I like strong spiritual folks who aren't afraid to say what they mean and mean what they say spiritually. That's when it works for you the best. But if you're a spiritual, if you're in a closet spiritually, you won't have a lot of you won't have a lot of great experiences.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And Twin Flame Radio is here for you, sis. If you have any questions, we have a Facebook page. I'm not sure if you're around a spiritual camp or anything like that, or have a lot of spiritual friends, but we have a myriad of spiritual people on our team, and we can help you with whatever spiritual challenges you're having.
Okay, so you have a Facebook page?
Yeah, twinflameradio.com. My wife is Divine Queen on Facebook, and I'm under Chris Enlightened on Facebook. So,
okay,
yeah.
Well, thank you both. I'm going to add you guys now.
Please do.
Cool things.
We love hearing from nice sounding spiritual young ladies. Winning.
Oh, please.
Peace and love, sis.
Peace and love.
Oh, her phone call dropped. Okay. So we got another caller. We'll bring the next caller on. Caller from the 513 Cincinnati, Ohio. 638. I know who this is.
Uh-oh.
Peace, peace.
Yeah. Somebody crazy. Hey, what's going on, sis?
Oh, nothing. Just being batty as usual.
Batty, batty.
I just had to call and say hello to my bro and my sis. I hope all is well.
Oh, yeah. You know, we stay winning.
Mm.
And for those who don't know this voice, it's Jazz the Medium. Check her out, jazzthemedium.com. She can help you.
Mm-hmm.
Winning.
Real deal.
Yes, yes, yes. Winning.
Tell us about some of your spiritual wins and some things that you've had to do to grow spiritually, Jazz.
For me, growing spiritually, it wasn't an easy path. You know, I had almost, I lost all my friends. Except for one, and you know, I lost her for a while, and then she just kind of came back around, and now she's working, doing her spiritual work, and she's got her altar up and stuff. But I had to things that used to interest you, they don't interest you anymore. So you kind of lose
right.
the people that are in your immediate circle, even family. You know, I've had to cut off brothers. You know, so it happened. But those are just things that my spirit told me that I had to do. And also with diet, my diet has changed. I'm probably down about, almost 20 pounds now.
That's
good.
Great.
I'm spiritually jealous.
Yeah. And then you guys are right about the dreams. My dreams are totally different, and they be off the chain sometimes. So, yeah, everything around you will start to change, and things that you usually like, you won't like anymore. And that's how you can kind of tell that you're moving in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. You don't feel bad about it. That's the thing. A lot of people think that, well, I don't want to lose my family and friends, or I don't want to give up my vices. I don't want to, you know, have strange dreams or be looked at as a strange person. And if you have those feelings, then yeah, maybe you're not quite there yet.
Right.
But for the people who have advanced and have seen those things and witnessed those things, we can tell you, it's all good. It's the best feeling ever.
Yeah.
It's like
being
hound. That type of energy
is
draining. This type of energy can be draining. And then mm-hmm. you just like, okay, every time I talk to this person, I got a headache. So it's like when you don't talk to that person no more, it's like a weight lifted off your shoulders. So that's kind of like a hint to you too, like, okay. So that's things I usually would have tolerated, I don't tolerate anymore. So, you definitely see changes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, okay. Definitely.
It's
I think both of you see me through my whole journey.
We seen you like flourish
mm-hmm.
into the spiritual flower that you are today. I mean, when it was just a seed in the ground, looking up for some light, and it just broke the crevice of the ground. And it just kept growing. I was like, slow down, Jan. Jeez. I mean, she got her website up in one night. Like, you know, I'm going to get my website up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And she did. She's making money. It's like, anybody I know that need a reading, I'm like, go to Jazz the Medium.
Mm-hmm.
Go to Jazz the Medium.
It's like a push. And if my spirit tells me to do something, if I don't listen, it'll bother me. So it's kind of like somebody tapping on your shoulder like, hey. So until I do I'll feel like I keep being nudged. So I always try to be obedient as much as I can.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We love the show of Jazz. We love it. We love it. Because people was able
and I
to
love
say,
you
we
guys.
Girl, we love you, girl. People used to be like, we love y'all growth, Chris and Lightning and Divine Queen.
Yeah, I remember that.
I was like, really, y'all love my growth? But I understand what it is.
Now you understand it. Yeah.
It's just, it's so rewarding.
It is. It's good to see other people grow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can see, like, you can see your own growth through their growth.
Yeah, you can.
You're like, I remember when I felt like that, too. But I remember I had those obstacles.
Yeah. Right. And all you can do is just be there for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Yeah.
It's awesome. So I'm loving it. And I just, all my life, I felt like I didn't know where I belonged, and I just felt like I found my place. So.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Well, we family for life. I don't care what you do. We got you. We go always be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For life. Yes.
For life. That's our gang sign. For life. Yeah, but whenever you're ready to get on the show and, you know, do your thing, you let us know. And, you know, you always got a sacred place here to do your thing.
Mm-hmm.
We just waiting on you to let us know. So
let
whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm ready.
We ready, too.
Let me know when y'all ready.
Next week.
I mean.
We'll set something up. Well, I'll be in touch with you.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Yeah.
One thing I learned, you know, just there is no wait until you're ready. Just do it.
Just do it. Exactly.
I'm ready.
Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. See, we don't have no spiritual punks in our camp.
Nope.
Nobody.
Nope.
Not on spiritual. No, we're chill. All right. Oh, man.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in, sis. We appreciate you, and I will be in touch with you so we can get you set up with Jazz the Medium on Twin Flame Radio doing what you do.
Facts.
Yay! I love you guys, okay? Loving the show tonight.
Love you back. Round your forehead. Love.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Peace.
Tell you, man, that's my sis right there, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
We got another caller I'm going to bring through. Caller from the 510-904. Peace, peace. You on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Moyende from Oakland. What's going on, folks?
Oh, it's my brother right here.
That's right, man. I had to call in, man, because I wanted to say hello to your queen. I haven't heard her voice yet. I haven't met her yet. So what's going on, sis?
Peace, peace, bro. What's going on? What's good? It's good to hear your voice as well.
Yeah, yeah, I just, you know, just wanted to say hello. And I've been conversing with Chris, and I mean, that brother has he's just awesome. You guys already know. All I can do right now is just swell y'all heads up, because you guys are just incredible, and I love what you're doing. So I wanted to listen, first time listener to your show, wanted to call in, listen, and you know, just give you all praises and say thank you for what you're doing. You know, we need you guys, and Chris has already inspired me, and you know, I'm right there with you guys. So keep up the good work, and yeah. Just wanted to say that to you guys.
Man, we appreciate you. It's very rare. I talk to a lot of people, but I don't talk to a lot of doers. I'll say something to some people and have to beat it into them over and over and over and over.
Mm-hmm.
I said something once to him. He already writing his books. He got 5 books ready. I'm like, you wrote 5 books in one night? Come on. He's like, this brother is oldest, man. I'm like, jeez. Slow down, boy. You need. But I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I've been on the path too, and like I said, you sparked me that interview. I saw you. I said, that's it. Okay, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
You really sparked me. I know I've told you that already 100 times, but that was it. You sparked me, bro. I can't say how much I appreciate that enough. So, yes, sir.
Oh man, thank you. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
You
yeah, well,
doing.
Well, last thing I'll say, I'll let you guys go. I agree, and it is a very, what I found is a very austere type of lifestyle. You know, it's very disciplined. You know, and I have a martial arts background, so I thought it would be easy for me to get into spirituality. I said, okay, I'm disciplined, but shoot, man, some of it's tough. You know,
it's
and I think that may be a part of it, you know. I have a lot of friends, you know, like probably like Chris, you know, I got partners. Every other word out of their mouth is profanity.
Yeah.
And they're my good friends, but they're not ready to hear when I tell them, oh, man, you know, could you tone it down a bit? That goes in one ear and out the other.
Mm-hmm.
So I found it kind of hard to talk to some of my good friends. You know, so that's something I had to figure out, because, yeah, their mouths are foul.
Yeah.
It's hard to talk to them sometimes.
Yeah, a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
I like spiritually cringe inside every time I hear barnyard vernacular.
Yeah.
You know, but they look at me crazy. Yeah. I used to curse better than them, and I don't curse at all now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
So that's anyway. So, all right, guys. Peace and love.
Peace and love, big bro.
Just wanted to say hello and check in. And once again, thank you guys for all that you do.
And thanks for calling in, man.
Yes, we appreciate
the love. A lot of people say they will, but we got a lot of followers. But when people call in and they hit one, it means the world to us, man. So I appreciate you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Back at you. Guys, have a great evening.
You as well.
You too. Peace and love.
Okay, all right. You hang me up. How do I hang up?
That brother, we got you. Yeah,
you're
hung
up.
We got you, bro. Yeah, we got you.
Yeah.
Man, that brother winning, man.
Man, 5 books.
That's one thing that, one of the first thing Ali told me when we first hooked up.
Mm-hmm.
And I mention Ali's name a lot because he's one of the guys that, came around and like kind of prepared us for all the things that we're experiencing now. And I can't thank him enough.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, man, you guys are going to be there because gods attract other gods.
Mm-hmm.
So even when I meet people who are new to the path, they may be like, oh, y'all doing this, y'all doing that. I'm saying, hey, you're attracted to us. I think you're great. You're a god too.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't know it yet.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I accept all comers, advanced spiritual practitioners, intermittent spiritual practitioners, new spiritual practitioners. This is a movement, but it's not broadcasted. broadcast in the ether. Mm-hmm. Once you start meditating and doing work, you'll just find us.
And, you know, it's one thing because people who are new to the path feel like they don't have anything to offer, and that's so not true. Because we learn from you just like you learn from us.
Yeah.
I remember when we were new to it, and we were bringing things to the table, and people were like, yeah, you know, y'all deep. And we were like,
really? I keep burning my hand every time I light this candle. I keep burning my hand. I'm deep. Okay.
Great callers.
Love them all.
Man. You know, you said something. You know, we do. We always get a lot of people that call in, but not a lot of people like to, you know, well, they call in, but a lot of people don't like to raise their hand and speak. They got something against talking on the show, and it's all good because we accept questions through Messenger as well. We get those a lot, too.
But another thing that I've found while I'm on the spiritual path, and you too, and even our daughter, especially our little daughter.
Mm-hmm.
We love doing magic, meditating, and other spiritual practices.
Yeah.
It's like we've incorporated magic, mantras, prayers, and meditation and altar work into our daily lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something we do outside of our daily lives. It's something that we meshed within it.
Yes.
7 o'clock, spiritual time. Nah, it's spiritual time all the time.
All the time.
All day.
Mm-hmm.
All day. I'm eating my sandwich at lunch like, wow, this is a divine bread right here. Oh, my God. I think that God blessed this bread. It don't be like that, but it'd be similar. It'd be similar. And that's another thing, family. Most of our friends are hilarious. God's love to laugh, family. So if you out there, you have a knack for capping, you ever met for just laughing hysterically at stuff that people find serious and you like, you're God. You're God. Yeah, I was self-conscious. Like, I'm just too silly. Ollie was like, no, I like it when you like that. I was like, because I was on the radio like, and today we're going to be going over mantras. No one wants to hear that. Put people to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, you know, I think that a lot of people kind of get scared when you mention magic because there's this stereotype that goes with magic that you're dabbling in something evil or you're dabbling in something dark.
Mm.
And magic is everything. Magic is everywhere. Magic is us. Magic is outside of us. To wake up, you created magic.
Water flowing in a stream is magic.
Mm-hmm.
The air blowing is magic.
Exactly.
The sun and moon always being on time is magic.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, you waking up is magic.
Mm-hmm.
And we just don't realize it. We like to generalize magic and what magic is.
Mm-hmm.
And we like to categorize magic as dark.
Mm-hmm.
But there's polarity in everything.
Everything.
If there's something dark, there's something light.
Mm-hmm.
If there's something so-called good, there's something so-called bad.
Mm-hmm.
I like to stay on the good feeling spectrum of magic.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me, you know. Once you learn about frequencies, positive and negative, you realize everything goes up, come down, and it go past that medium part, and it does the exact same thing as above, so below. You know,
another sign of growing on this path is that you become indifferent to things. And so you don't look at things as being good or bad or dark or light or evil or, you know, blessed or whatever. You just look at it. You take it for what it is.
It's kind of like this. When you're looking at out of your two eyes, you're looking at things on your eye level. But when you do your meditation, your sight kind of goes up a little bit above where your pineal is, and you have an overview of things. And that's the type of consciousness that you develop once you get on the spiritual path. You become indifferent because you're above the situation and you see all aspects of that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You're not whether mad or bad. I have friends that one, they may see things on a negative end, other things may see things on a light end. I see them both.
Mm-hmm.
I see them both.
Because when you're not spiritual, you spend your time in a box,
mm-hmm.
you know, and when you come out of that box, like you said, you're above the box. You're able to look down and see things for what they are. Mm-hmm. When you're in a box, all you see are walls. Mm-hmm. You have blinders on. So all you see is what's there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, and that's why people argue, well, this is this and this is this. You don't understand. No, they don't understand because they're in a separate box.
Right.
But when you're above the box, you can look down and go, okay, so that is that, and this is this.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And that's how our subconscious is brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
We're filtered with so much stuff within our box, and anything outside of the box is so strange that you can't conceive it, and you don't believe it, and you fight for your limitations that are preconceived within that box.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm trying to get people to understand is, whatever box you're in, if someone says anything that you're not familiar with, ingest it and research it.
Mm-hmm.
Start pondering more, people.
One of the things that people said a lot, and this is probably one of the biggest things, is about how you do lose family members and friends,
mm-hmm.
and they just don't resonate with you anymore. You
yeah.
don't vibe with them anymore. And, one of the things that kind of tripped me out when we were on this, when we first started out on our journey, was one of the things that we were able to do was to get a response from the sun by making it blink.
Mm-hmm.
And we caught this on video. And when we showed it to people who were interested in spirituality, they were amazed by it. We show it to people who weren't, who were in that box. They didn't understand it.
They didn't even see it.
They didn't even see it.
I see a sun. I'm like, you don't see that blinking? Blink, blink. It's like it's so far outside of their paradigm
mm-hmm.
that they couldn't categorize it with anything else. They just seen the sun,
mm-hmm.
and it was weird. It was really weird. But when your plate is full of chitlins, neck bones, turkey fat back, when you take that off, you're able to make room for like vegetables and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when you disassociate yourself from
the
fruit of life. When you disassociate yourself from all your negative friends that aren't winning, that's always cussing, you open the plate up for friends that are on your level, on your vibration, who don't curse,
mm-hmm.
who love to talk about spiritual things,
mm-hmm.
Who respects every part of you. One thing I've had to realize is a lot of friends, they remember the old Chris, and they don't understand the new Chris, and they fight for the belief in the old Chris, because the old Chris was fun. He liked to turn up.
Mm-hmm.
New Chris don't do that no more. I still turn up spiritually. You know what I mean?
And people think that, well, I don't want to be on a path where I lose my friends or my family.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people think that the spiritual path is a lonely path. And it may seem that way, but as your light grows, people are drawn to your light, and then people who will be drawn to your light are other light people,
mm-hmm.
other gods. So you find yourself developing and finding new relationships.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find yourself having a spiritual family, a spiritual connection, a spiritual unit that you can speak with other people who are on your level, and you can share and compare and realize, okay, I am crazy, but I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And things of that nature. And it's good when you have that spiritual connection with other people, because you can kind of understand more of yourself through their growth.
It's kind of like back in the day when there was just analog TV, and then you get high definition TV.
Mm-hmm.
You cut it back on analog, you're like, how am I even watching this?
Right.
This stuff looks like crap. Where's the HD? I want the HD. And that's the type of frequency you hear on.
We have another caller. Bring the caller.
They better be on HD.
Be quiet. Caller from the 307-371. Oh, they hung up.
Aw. I hope they weren't on analog.
Oh, well, maybe they'll call back.
Maybe they'll call back.
Maybe they didn't hit one.
Oh, well, maybe they didn't hit one. Or maybe they did. Want to pick them up anyway?
They're gone.
Oh, okay.
I said what I said.
You did. Drank. Don't make this bunny hop over there.
Whatever.
You know, one thing about me that I noticed on my spiritual path is I started becoming more in tune with the world.
Mm-hmm.
I started, like, standing outside, letting the sun hit me, enjoying it, giving thanks for the bugs, the birds, the trees, the grass. I started seeing different and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I started feeling more in tune with things.
You do. You start feeling a part of things.
Mm-hmm.
You start seeing and recognizing the life in things.
Mm.
You know, you see a tree and you're like, wow, that's a beautiful tree. Whereas prior to that, you would have been like, that tree in my way.
Yeah, cut that tree down.
Right.
I need to see. Cut it down. You need to cut it.
Oh,
I start feeling more emotional.
Mm, yeah, you did get start.
I did get emotional for a minute. Yeah,
he was a big crybaby.
I was not crying. Don't do that to me. Don't do that to
You're
me.
You're getting emotional.
I remember
right
that dog show. We had the little dogs in the pound.
Why can't you just say it's a dog pound commercial? Why do you have to sing the song? I mean, you don't know the words.
I don't. But they know what I mean when I say. Everybody know that, but don't know the words. Sing it then.
No.
You ain't too.
You will find yourself just appreciating life more.
Yeah.
You will wake up and be happy. Whereas, you know, maybe in, you know, your regular everyday life, you would wake up and not even think about, you know, being happy that you woke up,
yeah,
but instead thinking, oh, I got to go to work, or oh, I got to get the kids, or oh, I got to, you know, do this.
I'm
or,
sleeping next to this person.
Yeah, or you just wake up and go about your normal routine because that's all you've done your whole life.
Yeah.
But when you become enlightened, when your growth just starts taking off, you wake up in joy and you stay in joy. And, you know, let me backtrack a little bit because I don't want to get the misconception that we don't have bad days or things, you know, don't happen, but you learn to just accept it for what it is versus dwelling into it. You can observe it, acknowledge it, and then move on.
You look at so-called bad things as challenges, and you assess the challenge and find out, what do I need to learn from the situation? You
yes.
learn from it, and it doesn't occur anymore.
Mm-hmm.
We used to have reoccurring patterns.
Yeah.
Year after year, the whole 20s, our whole 20s.
Yeah.
Because we weren't learning from our mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't learning from our challenges.
And when you don't learn from your mistakes and your challenges, you get to repeat them.
You get to repeat them.
Until you get it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I just realized that there's like, the world used to feel so constricted. It was like I was worried about my future, worried about my job, worried about paying the bills.
Mm-hmm.
But now I feel as if there's an abundance in my life. I'm just waiting to blow. Like, I'm just waiting to blow. I feel like I got a CD about to drop. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even flow. That's real.
And not only do you feel good about your life, you find yourself willing those good feelings onto
others. Other people.
And when they get those rewards, you're genuinely happy
yeah.
for them. You know, it's not one of those things where it's like, why they get
yeah.
that? You know, you're happy for them because you know that if they win, you win.
You win.
Being around winning is a win.
It is. Like when Jazz talks about her win, when
mm-hmm.
Indy talk about his win,
mm-hmm.
people like that talk about their wins, I get geeked.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's an honor just being around these winners.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because you can always see other people's potential.
Yes.
And it's challenging seeing your own.
Yeah, exactly.
It's really challenging
it
being
is.
Your own.
It is.
You know?
It's hard to look in the mirror and see what you need to see.
Yeah, I see a guy when I look at me. I can't stop looking at me.
Yeah, that's because you're into yourself.
Who? You should be. Shoot. You should be.
You also feel protected.
Yeah.
You don't feel invincible, but in a sense you do.
I do.
Yeah.
I've always felt invincible.
I'm talking about in the beginning.
Oh, the normal people? Me and more Indy walk around with our head up. You can't even see my eyes. You just see chin when I walk the streets.
You do. You walk around with this bubble of protection.
Yeah.
You feel like you call yourself a god and you own it.
You love it.
You mean it.
You talk it. You speak it.
Mm-hmm.
I flatulate like a god.
Moving on.
You know what? I noticed that I had deeper, more profound thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And like a higher elevated thinking.
Yeah, you find yourself thinking and pondering about things that you normally wouldn't even cared about.
Yeah.
We'll see a flock of birds fly by and you're like, wow, I think that's cool the way they're all moving in the same pattern. I wonder if it's because their consciousness is linked.
Right. Back in the day,
I never would have thought about that before.
Back in the day, but I hope they don't doodle on me. Hope I don't get doodled on. But that was me back in the day.
Yeah.
But now I'm like the Matrix, like, it's not going to hit me. You think that's air is flying through? I'm trying to hit me and hit me. Well, that's real.
Goofy.
I've noticed that I'm much more creative.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be having so many ideas that I have to write them down and come back to them later. And one thing for me is I'm challenged at staying focused on things
because
I have so much going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but before I'd be like, man, I'm bored. You never hear me say I'm bored anymore.
Spiritual people don't get bored.
We don't.
If you're bored, you're not doing any work.
Man, that's real. I haven't said I'm bored in like 6 years.
I said I was bored yesterday, but I was just making fun because I put a video out there.
I wasn't even home yesterday. I was busy doing spiritual stuff.
Was it yesterday? No. Anyway, yes.
Mm-hmm.
You do. You find yourself being more creative. You have more creative ideas. You have more creative thoughts. And you will get these ideas and downloads just out of nowhere. You'll be sitting on the couch, and then all of a sudden something hits you. You'll be like, I wonder how that is. I'm going to try that out. I'm going to make that. I'm going to do this, you know. And
you know, Master Mitchell Gibson told us that we're blessed with at least two genius ideas every day to change our financial situation. It's up to us to act on them. Every day you're getting two genius ideas, family.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep that in mind.
You know, one of the first things that many people will start to experience is they'll notice more synchronicities happening.
That's a good one.
And probably the first one that people will pick up on is the number pattern.
I seen 444.
I see 111.
I seen 333.
I seen 1111.
I seen 22222. What you looking at to see?
I see 1234.
You see that every day.
I see that every day. Still. But yeah, you'll start noticing synchronicities and things. You'll start
putting things together. This happened to me. So and so said this. You know what? They're saying this because I was thinking this.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that.
It is.
It's so weird, and it's hard to give an example. But just be mindful of the synchronicities, because there are no coincidences.
There's no such thing as coincidence.
There's no such thing as coincidence, and there's no such thing as luck.
Mm-mm.
You create your own luck
by
believing or doing magic.
You know, another thing is that you just find yourself out of nowhere just knowing things.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be talking with someone about a topic, and next thing you know, you'll know it, and you're speaking on it. And then they go, how did you know that?
I don't know.
And you're like, I don't know. You know, at first you'll second guess yourself, like, well, maybe I read it somewhere, or maybe I saw it somewhere.
But
I don't remember where.
Yeah. Well, what I want people to realize is, like the air we breathe, there's a fluid of consciousness, a fluid of collective consciousness flowing around us all. And there's just one consciousness that we all pull from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we all have individual memories and things like that, but there's nothing new under the sun. There's no knowledge, new knowledge out there.
There isn't.
So everything that you're getting, the next man can get too.
Mm-hmm.
The key is to open up your spiritualness and tapping into that reservoir of consciousness to get the answers that you need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what astute psychics do. They just, they're so intuitive. They do a lot of meditation, and they've been gifted with the ability. They've been given the key to the reality. And the only way to get that key is from inside of your own mind by meditating diligently and just being one with the all, family.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't cost you anything. You don't need to have any money. We know somebody that's homeless that's winning. That sounds like an oxymoron, but they're homeless and they give out money and
yeah.
they're winning.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got to say, family.
That's it. Well, we got another caller I'm going to bring through. Caller from the 937-971. Peace, peace. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Peace, peace, fam. It's Danielle.
What's up, Danielle? This is another one of our winning sisters. What's up?
Man, you guys are on fire tonight. I caught the tail end. But, man, speaking off of the left and right.
Mm-hmm.
And that is so true about, you know, I just get overjoyed when I see any of y'all, you, Jasmine, you know, just like taking off. It's everywhere. You're so right. It's like a wild fire, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It starts one place and it just takes off. So, but I just wanted to say hello. Say I love y'all.
Oh, we love you too, girl.
Love you too, sis.
You can call it anytime.
Bye. All right, guys. Take care.
All right, sis.
Love, sis. Thanks for calling in.
One of the sweetest souls.
Isn't she though?
Oh my God. We went to a spiritual retreat in the mountains, and I think she came with so much like good groceries. It was amazing.
And she came with a lot of light too. She just came in happy.
Just happy.
I remember we were worried about her because it was late. We didn't want her to get eaten up by a bear.
Yeah, they were out there.
They sure were. But she came in. She had that light.
That was the first time I met. I said, I'll help you with all these bags. Everything. I got you. She's like, that's nice. I was like, girl, that's what we do. It was cool ever since, man. Cool ever since.
So let's touch on a couple more and then we'll end the show.
One thing that I realized is I have less questions.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have so many questions about this and about that. But I realized that if I have a question, I already know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
You can't ask a question that you don't know the answer to.
I learned that because I would ask our spiritual master, Gibson, questions. And I would go, well, what does this mean? And he said, who do you think? And I'm like, well, I thought maybe this. And he'd be like, You're right. And it's like, oh, you know. Or if I was wrong, he would tell me, but you're on the right path, you know. Or so it's just that, you know, you do. Majority of time, we don't want answers. We want confirmation.
Yeah.
Because it's such a new thing. It's something where you feel unsure, especially when there's other people on a path and you see how they're excelling and everything and you go, oh man, you know, I'm not like them yet or whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's not true. You are like them. You just don't believe it yet.
That's one thing I want everyone to believe in. I mean, to know.
Mm-hmm.
Don't compare your path to anyone else's.
You cannot
do that. You set yourself up for a heartache.
Mm-hmm.
Because some souls are older than others. We don't know what we were doing in our past lives.
Mm-hmm.
So some souls may be a psychic. Some people may be a medium. Some people be a healer. Some people have fairy. Some people may be there's more than just those four abilities, though.
Mm-hmm.
You can be a healer through talking, through writing. You know, I've noticed I write more eloquent than ever now.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed that when I get serious, I close my eyes and I tune into people's consciousness and I have the innate ability to just tell them what they need to hear at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I get back to being silly. You know what I mean? But those little sparks of genius that I've realized within myself let me know that I'm growing. You know what I mean? So learn to recognize your sparks of genius. But you won't realize them or recognize them if you don't do anything. Mm-hmm. If you're unsure what you can do, start doing whatever. Start painting. Start writing.
Mm-hmm.
Start doing whatever. Start doing public speaking. Who you were before you became enlightened is not who you are after you are enlightened.
Mm-hmm.
You're a completely different being in the same vessel.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you've graduated. You know what I mean? You go to school, you can't even color in the line. By the time you graduate high school, you're a mathematician almost. And that's how it goes. It could happen overnight.
It does.
It could happen 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Enlightenment comes in waves like that. We don't know. You don't know.
You know, I think another good one is that you find yourself, we talked about not comparing yourself to other people's journeys, you also find yourself not judging people as much.
Mm.
Whereas before you would attack people, well, they're having this kind of luck because of this, or they need to stop doing this. And you see people for who they are, but you're not judging them on who they are.
Yes, that's real right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's real.
You also lose interest in conflict. You don't want to argue.
Yeah.
You don't want to fight with people. You're just like, whatever.
I'm
above that.
My mantra is, okay. People don't know how to take that.
I don't need to like force myself or my views. Hmm. You either take it or you don't. If you're interested, you'll come back.
And if
you're not, it was good knowing you.
And they keep doing that. I just look at them in complete silence. Like, I blink two or three times. I don't say anything. I don't say anything.
Oh, man.
That's really
silly.
Okay.
You also lose the ability to worry.
Yeah.
You don't worry about things. You don't care how, you know, something may go. You find yourself not thinking about how something may play out, but instead just allowing it to play out.
Yeah, worry turns to wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, I can't wait for this to happen. Ooh, you get excited more.
Mm-hmm.
Because you just know that you're about to blow.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're about to blow.
And when you grow to an advanced level, you start knowing how to plan, you know, how to make things come about. Versus waiting for them to come about.
Mm-hmm.
You embrace your godness and you're able to make moves to elevate yourself more.
That's real. You literally start setting yourself up for success.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You really do.
Mm-hmm.
Before you set yourself up for detriment.
Mm-hmm.
You know you ain't got the money, but you're going to get those shoes anyway. But when you're rolling with the spirit, you get those shoes anyway, and you know, I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you treat yourself more, you know?
And I think the last one that I have, unless you have something else you want to build on, and this is probably my favorite, is that you just find yourself being happy.
Mm.
You are laughing more, you're smiling more. You just find yourself being a ball of joy.
Mm-hmm.
There's never a sad, bad, angry time.
There's never a sad, bad, angry time with us.
No.
We always have fun.
We are always cracking jokes.
I remember you woke up this morning, your back wasn't feeling that good.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just looking, I was like, man, she is beautiful. Man, her back hurt, but she looked good. She lucky we got to go to work. She looked good to me right now. I just being a good current state of joy. We enjoy. Remember that song? It's a joy.
No. Why do you always sing? Stop singing.
I'm experiencing joy. Don't stop it. Satan. Satan. Teddy Pendergrass was in a wheelchair talking about joy.
I know, right? Now that's joy.
He could only
right
move
there.
His index finger. He was like, joy.
He could move his upper body.
Could he?
Yes.
Oh, well. Joy to be. I just thought that was beautiful. I was like, wow, he's in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just talking about joy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, little things that I think about when I was younger just, oh, no. Like I told you, I get emotional.
Big baby.
Big baby. And it's cool to be a big baby. embrace your big baby. Stop being so serious.
Do you have anything else that you want to add?
I just wanted everybody to, if you don't feel as if you're being loved, love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Titillate yourself. Do something that makes yourself feel good. Take yourself out for dinner. Get that donut if you want it. You know what I mean? Do something for yourself every day that make you feel good. Don't wait till tomorrow. We're here to experience life in all its grandeur.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're here for. We're not here to struggle. We're not here to scratch and survive. We're not here to live the life of good times. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the TV show.
So last thing I just want to say is that, yes, we talked about signs and tips of spiritual growth, but do not let the signs or tips put you back in the box.
Yeah.
If you have not experienced these things yet, look forward to embracing them.
Yeah.
Don't worry about not having it. You will be there.
Yes. You know, one thing that really helped me on my spiritual path was mastering a divination. Once you master one tool outside of yourself, it'll help you put together all the other tools that's within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife both, we can help you out with that. I can be reached at theenlightenedjourney.com.
And my website is IamDivineQueen.com. We both do spiritual counseling, readings, and...
We do a lot.
We laugh.
We do a lot. Go on our website and look at it. Read it. Learn it.
And again, you can find us on Facebook. I am Divine Queen, and you are
Kristen Enlightened.
And on that note, and you can find our website for our Facebook page for Twin Flame Radio as well.
Yeah.
Twin Flame Radio.
So, you got anything you want to hear about or want to talk about on a radio show, let us know. If you have any services that you want to promote, let us know. We'll love to have you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're here to help you. We already know it. Mm-hmm. We're here to help you, family. We got a big following. You want to get out there, holler at us.
Mm-hmm.
Or holler at us.
All right, fam. So not sure what we're going to be talking about next week. We may have Jazz the Medium on. We're going to work that out. If not, she will be coming on soon.
Yes.
We are going to have other special guests that are going to be coming up soon as well. So stay tuned for that. And if we don't know what we're talking about, just find our Facebook page and we'll put something out there as soon as we can.
That's it.
All right, then. So, family, I'm going to go ahead and end this, close us out. My name is Divine Queen.
And I'm Chris Enlightened.
And this is Twin Flame Radio saying peace and love.
Peace.